Joe Biden keeps focus on pandemic with underwater polling on crime, immigration. By Wendell Hasebo on July 5, 2021. President Joe Biden is focused on the pandemic while negative polling reflects voter dissatisfaction on surging crime and illegal immigration at the southern border. This year, the 4th of July is a day of special celebration. For we're emerging from the darkness of a year of pandemic and isolation. A year of pain, fear, and heartbreaking loss, Biden said as he highlighted the coronavirus during his July 4th speech. Today we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus. That's not to say the battle against COVID-19 is over. We've got a lot more work to do. Biden did not mention his position on defunding police, how to mitigate the surging crime rate, or what actions he will take to stop illegal border crossings, areas in which he has poor polling numbers. The Washington Post revealed Saturday only 33% of Americans say they approve of how he is handling illegal immigration on the southern border. Among Democrats, only 63% approve of his handling of immigration. The Post also indicated only 38% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of crime, while 48% disapprove. The Associated Press offered Monday the July 4th speech was a long-awaited opportunity to highlight coronavirus during the largest event yet of his presidency, the clearest indication yet that the U.S. had moved into a new phase of virus response. Biden wanted all Americans to celebrate, too, after enduring 16 months of disruption in the pandemic and more than 605,000 deaths. The White House encouraged gatherings and fireworks displays all around the country to mark, as though ripped from a Hollywood script, the nation's independence from the virus, the AP continued to echo Biden's hyperfocus. But Biden's hyperfocus on the pandemic does not hide the evidence illegal border crossings are up nearly 700% from last May, while crime is surging in Democrat-run cities amid calls to defund police. Breitbart News reported June 23 that homicides have increased 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, and 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shootings are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, and 18% in Democrat-run Chicago.